once again, everybody. I hope you are enjoying whatever it is, day, night, that you're watching this. I always do that. I forget that it's a podcast. I'm like, oh, welcome. It's 2 p.m. I don't know. Old habits die hard. I've been talking for a couple of weeks now about an event coming to the area. It's kind of like a secret, but I've been doing my best to make it not a secret. And, you know, I found out that my pals in Wayland are going to be performing at an event called the Wayland Hot Air Balloon Fest. And so I talked to Phil from the band, and he goes, oh, yeah, it's incredible. It's going to be like the balloons are going to be all lit up and we're going to be playing. I go, that sounds awesome. So, you know, I got a look at some of the other things that are going on at the event. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a full day of amazing stuff. And then a pal of mine named Linda, she goes, you know, I know the guy who's putting that thing on. His name is Anthony Winters. You should talk to him on the show. So I am going to bring him in right now, and you're going to love him. Hello. Hey, Anthony, how are you? And you have, who is this?
It's my girlfriend, Nissa. She's actually the founder of the nonprofit. So we're all together.
Oh, well, thank you. Nissa, it's a pleasure. And Anthony, it's a pleasure to meet you, too.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's start with that. You talk about nonprofit angle. This I didn't even know about that. Break it down, please, Nissa.
I've been, I guess, fundraising for suicide prevention and mental health awareness for quite a few years now. This last year, we decided to create our own nonprofit. It's called 412 Cares. And our goal is to have these types of events to bring awareness and bring the community out and get them together.
That sounds like something that, one of those projects that almost stems from something that happened close to a person. I mean, I think that if something happens in a person's life, a lot of people, it's perfectly fine to like, oh boy, I'm just going to bottle this up. But other people like you decide, hey, let's have an event and let's get this out in the open. So that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. She actually lost her mom 14 years ago to suicide. And that's actually what the nonprofit is about. So just trying to bring awareness and the mental health, especially right now. I mean, you of all people know, I mean, you talk to people all the time and you're like, man, the country is going down to the crap.
Yeah. It seems like the smallest things set us off. And wow. I was just had a person on the other day and I was like, boy, a few months ago, weren't we saying that we're glad we're ending this? And it doesn't appear to be ending. And that's making a lot of people miserable.
Yep. 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 And then with 9/11 and everything that's going on, it's just, so we're going to try to teeter back some things to that too.
Yep. So that's fantastic. So the Wayland Balloon Fest has never happened before. This is the first time. Isn't that right? You two?
Correct. Yep. First year.
What is the genesis of the idea? How did it all come about?
We have a couple awesome hot air balloon pilots here in Wayland. And we see them fly quite a bit and our kids love it. So we love seeing them. And we actually had one of the pilot's daughters that worked for us, and we were able to go up in a hot air balloon last year. And we just wanted to bring that to everyone. We know we love seeing them and it's pretty cool. So we thought we'd bring that to town so everyone can kind of have a chance to get to meet the pilots and see the balloons for themselves.
How many balloons will be in the air at the most?
14. So we have 14 balloons coming out to fly, and then we also have tethered rides as well. So we have 15 total. So
that's really cool. I imagine it's, with those two people that you know personally, they kind of maybe have a network of people that they reached out to about getting everything over there, right?
Yeah, they actually do a ton of events. They do competitions, which if you don't know anything about hot air balloons, to the novice person like myself, I don't really know a whole lot about them, but to the average person, they think of a hot air balloon, they go have fun, they go up in the air, and then that's the end. But there's another side of it, and it's the competition side where, you know, these hot air balloon people, the pilots, they're doing competitions from, you know, throwing bean bags on a string 30 feet in the air to try to get this X. And there's like this whole competition where they have to hit these landmarks at 500 feet in the air. I mean, it's pretty crazy if you think about it. And that's something I had no idea about until getting into this.
I had no, I'd never heard of that either. But as soon as you said competition, I was like, well, I don't know what they do. Do they do like loop de loop, or they smash, smash into each smash other? That actually might be pretty entertaining, but probably a little dangerous. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll bring that.
I'm sure the liability insurance will be astronomical, but.
Yeah. So when it comes to that, have you guys yourself taken off in one of these before?
Yeah,
we did last fall. Yeah, about a year ago.
Yeah. And, now, yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, no. Do it. By all means.
So the pilot is an instructor pilot. He's a younger guy. And I think he's, what, 20?
In his 20s.
23. Yeah. But he started a company in Wayland. And it's not his father-in-law. His girlfriend's dad is Rick Kerber, one of the main pilots. And he's like, I really want to get you guys up in a balloon, blah, 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 and this and that. And Nissa and I said, you know, that sounds like a blast. Hot air balloon. Who doesn't want to go in a hot air balloon? And then the girlfriend said, hey, you guys are pretty athletic, right? And we're like,
sure.
We're athletic, but what does that have to do with being in a hot air balloon?
Right.
And the winds were pretty, you know, pretty brisk that day. And they said, well, if you're not athletic, we can't go. But we said, let's go. And we were supposed to be in the air for about 30 minutes. And it ended up being about a two-hour ride. Where did we take off again?
We took off from Green Lake and ended up a little south of Avenue.
Yeah, we ended up at Dave. That's where we're at.
What, was this planned or was it like?
We kept trying to land and the winds were just not cooperating that day. So we ended up taking a 2-hour balloon ride and we tried to land one time. It didn't go so well. And
yeah, we tried to land in a soccer field and the winds were coming down and apparently just above the trees is where most of the wind action is. And if you get below it, you're perfect. But we were, I think part of it was he was showing off a little bit. So we were about thousands of feet in the air. We could see like Michigan from where we were at. And then we were coming down. It's not like he deflated the balloon. We came down fast. We came down slow, but the balloon itself was going, you know, anywhere from 25 to up to 30 miles an hour, which,
wow,
you know, it's weird because when you stick your head out of the window doing 20, it's like, you know, with my hair, I mean, it's blowing everywhere. But in a hot air balloon, you don't really feel it because you're going with the wind. It's just like you're steady.
Yeah.
You know, it was
it's
pretty
very
crazy.
Peaceful. Yeah. Set the landing.
Gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really cool. We loved it.
So.
Yeah.
It stemmed from there for sure.
Yeah. And then all they're doing is heating the air, correct?
They are. They're using propane. And then the gas that's set off is hot air and it's makes it so the carbon dioxide or whatever it is, the gas that it expelled is making it so the balloon will float in the air. So it's pretty cool.
When they fire that thing up, it's a hell of a racket too. It's like, wait, what the hell is that?
I mean, it's two giant flamethrowers.
Right, right. Oh my God. And so people will be able to check that out. They'll be tethered. They can take off, which I imagine taking off in that thing, you might think it's like a slow, dopey ascent, but rising pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. So it feels like, it's similar to like the John Hancock elevator when you go, you know, after floor 24, it goes really, really fast or whatever name they call it now. I have no idea, but it goes up pretty quick. And especially when we had our first semi-landing to not a landing,
okay.
It was, he's like, all right, prepare. We got to go up. And cause we couldn't make the tree line cause we're coming in the trees and we're coming in like this. We tried to land, couldn't do it. So we are the big balloon. It's 105 cubic inches. So it's massive. And he's trying to land the balloon, but it just didn't do it before the trees. So he had to fire it really quick. And we're literally, the basket was like brushing the trees. It was,
damn.
That was my favorite part. Like, honestly.
Yeah. A little bit of excitement in there. That's not a sleepy ride at all.
No. And then we land in this alfalfa, you know, acreage. And we just kind of just land so gentle and soft. I'm like, well, that sucks. Like, I want to crash and talk about the story. Right. I survived. Yeah.
You know, and it would make it even better if like an angry farmer came out, shaking his fist.
And that happens, you know, and especially in this thing. And that's why we teamed up
with Rick and Keith.
I mean, they're like the pioneers of this area. They're the ones that, in fact, we, originally contacted somebody else. They're like, oh, you got to call Rick. That's their territory. So the balloon pilots are very tight knit and they don't step on territories. They're really, it's unlike any other business, which,
wow,
it's pretty strange. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's interesting. Recently I talked to a local wrestling organization and they said a similar thing about wrestling promotions. There's territories and you don't cross the line or your fear of upsetting. And I can just imagine the same thing with balloon.
It's like back in the day when there was a bunch of gangs. It's like,
well, I'm looking at the lineup of things you have. You have a car show from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So everybody's bringing their classic cars out, I'm guessing.
Yeah. In fact, we actually have some airplanes that'll be there too, since it's an airport. We've got some ultralights. So these are supposed to be a 256 pounds or less, carrying one person only, usually all aluminum, and they're pretty cool planes. And there's a World War One
replica that the pilot built himself that will be out there. So yeah.
The one that fought the Red Baron, apparently. So
wow, that's a pretty neat replica. I'm sure people would love to see that.
Yeah.
And as you indicated, Wayland Municipal Airport, all the information is in the show notes, and you can get tickets, so you can click the link on that. But there's plenty more that I want to touch on.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Specifically, you got a number of bands that are going to be playing starting in the afternoon and going on into the night, all the way up to Wayland finishing. And you have a relationship with Wayland. Isn't that right, Anthony?
Yeah. I mean, we've known about Wayland for a long time, and it's been really, I mean, it's been one of the bands that I think they're underappreciated in the mainstream media, and they're just, not only that, they're just great guys. I mean, all in all, they are just phenomenal people. And that's, you know, who we like to work with. Every band that we have is just phenomenal people, really.
Yeah. They've been a big hit. You know, I remember back in the day when they got on GRD and that was
like a breakfast thing or something, wasn't it? Where they brushed or something, or.
It's exactly what it was. I came up with an idea because we were always hearing from local bands saying, hey, will you play our music? And I was like, well, yeah, okay, but what's in it for us? So the gag was, we called it the Lose-Lose Music Review. I think Lose-Lose because they would be beaten up. We would make fun of whomever. And the audience would lose because they'd be hearing their terrible music, as we described it, which was all tongue-in-cheek.
Sure, yeah.
And then, so Wayland was the first band. They walked in on the same day with another local dude named Gunner from Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. They both were in the room giving us free food. So we said, yeah, give us the food. Yeah, get out of here. And then we sent them home. And then we have to review the music. So that's how that all got started. And then the program director of the radio station, a guy by the name of JT, he was like, this, I actually like the music. So then he went and approached the band and said, I want to put you guys on the radio. So that was a big hit for them. It was a big jumping off point. Now, since then, GRD sucks. And the guy who runs the radio station there is a guy by the name of Tommy Carroll. And he's horrible. He's the program director. And he says that he doesn't want anything to do with Wayland. He won't play their music, won't even return their calls.
The only
people that are reasonably cool to Wayland are, I hate to say it because I don't like them, is Free Beer and Hot Wings. Free Beer and Hot Wings treats Wayland pretty well. So that's it. GRD's out. They won't even touch Wayland with a 10-foot pole, which is remarkable.
It sucks because that's their demographics. That's their music.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first radio station that they cut their teeth on.
Yeah, yep. And they probably grew their audience because of bands like Wayland and Gunner. I mean, it's just, it's unfortunate. It's probably just a political game. I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess, but nevertheless, you got them to perform. They're performing. They're closing out the night, and it's described as, let me see if I don't want to screw this up, the balloon glow just before they take the stage. What is the balloon glow?
It's where all the balloons kind of, they stand up the balloons and just light it up. So they use their tanks and just light up the sky with their balloons. So
you can actually, I mean, even 20, 30 feet away, you can feel the heat from think about two flamethrowers times 14, and a massive 100,000 cubic feet balloon, just filling it with hot air. So it's going to be, and then all of a sudden, I mean, we've got it down to the minute where when the balloons die, that Waylon is coming on stage and it's going to be right away. And it's going to be like, hey, guess what? Behind you is balloons, in front of you is over here. Let's get ready to rock. So it's going to be a crazy place. It's going to be fun.
You know, it's funny you mention that because they asked me to bring them out. So I'm going to go on stage and introduce them, which I've been doing for a decade.
Yeah,
and it's one of my favorite things to do because they never know what the hell I'm going to say. And frankly, I don't know what I'm going to say usually. But the idea that the backdrop of gigantic balloons all lit up, it really is spectacular to think about it. I'm pretty stoked to be able to do that. So I'm really happy about that.
Thank you for coming out, too.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having the event. It's a great event.
Yeah, and we've got a hell of a stage. I mean, we've got a 32-foot stage. I mean, a light show that will knock your socks off. You'll feel like you're at Frederick Meyer, but it's only $10. So it's
I know it. And I tell you what, you can't go wrong with that. I'm looking at the tickets right now, and in fact, I want to do this right. So so everybody can see what the hell I'm looking at. There you go. I mean, for Waylon Balloon Festival, you can get tickets for just $10, $2.24 fee, though. I don't know what, that's just part of it.
That's just part of the event.
Yep. But still, I don't care. If it was $30, I'd pay for it. I mean, that's fantastic for the whole day. Kids get in for just $5. You want to see the bands backstage, that'll cost you that much, $60 plus $5.28. On the link that I include, it goes over the whole list of things. This sounds really sexual. Pound Fit Class. My curse.
Go ahead, Nissa. This is your
It's actually drumsticks. So if you look up, it's awesome. Anthony and I actually participated in our first class this year, and Kristen is from our local.
Oops. Oh, sorry. Say that again. Kristen is from your local.
Our local gym, so Fusion Fitness, and she runs the class. She's amazing. It's high energy, kind of like a Zumba thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like everyone has a piece of wood. They get two drumsticks that weigh a pound that are really dense, and you pound it out. And then you get, I mean, you don't want to see me in the class. My shirt is disgusting.
It's pretty horrible. Awesome, actually.
So the music's thumping, and Kristen's screaming at you, telling you what to do, and it's intense.
Yeah.
All right.
It's fun.
Well, I see these events. I love the idea of people putting on events. You know, and the fact that you've got all of this schedule there and things going on, people are going to love it. The people in the community, Wayland's a really wonderful grassroots, closely knit community. So those people are going to love it. You guys are going to do fantastic. I really think this is going to be a big deal, and you're going to have a ton of success going forward. I can just feel it.
We hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, we do these events for the community, you know, and it's been 2 years in the making for a 1-day event. And you know, we have people say, oh, it's not a whole lot of work. I'm like, I'll tell you right now, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot.
I would be so anxious that something wasn't done or that I forgot something, you know?
I lost a little bit of sleep this week, that's for sure. So we're looking forward to sleeping normal next week. But, you know, we want stuff that our kids can go out to and have a good time at. And we like to see the community come out and, you know, get to know each other and have fun and relax and just have a good day. So
I would imagine this takes a lot of volunteer help.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got probably 40 volunteers so far. We always need more, obviously, but anywhere from parking. I mean, when you got a logistics of parking 700 to 1,000 cars, I mean, that's quite a feat in itself. So it's taken us almost 2 days just to get the parking lot done, let alone the 5K. And then we have horses that are going to be there doing wagon rides. Like we have no idea. There's just, it's going to be, keep coming on all this stuff.
No, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to you guys going to do all. You're going to hit it out of the park. I want to thank you for the time. I know you're super busy getting this thing put together. So I'm hoping that people will click the link, get the ticket, see the band, see the car show, pound some drumsticks, see the balloons. Yeah. food and drink. Is that, cause I talked to you off the air and you, is that all set?
Yeah. So,
we will be out there. So we have the distillery in town, 412 Distillery. We'll be out there with tacos, and we have Smoke on the Water coming out with, I think they're even doing pork nachos and barbecue sandwiches.
Yeah, and like they're doing, they have like 20,000 pounds of meat they're going to get rid of that day. So it's crazy. They've been smoking meat for the last like 4 days straight. So
rolled ice cream. We have yogurt. We have quite a few things. Lemonade stand. Philly cheesesteaks, so lots of food.
Hot dogs. I mean, there's stuff for kids. There's stuff for adults. And I think the nonprofit just got approved for their beer.
Okay.
So, within the last 20 minutes, we believe we just, so we have to go to the store.
Yeah. That is, it's all coming together. If you got the beer, it's coming together.
Yeah.
So, thanks again, Eric. I really appreciate it, buddy.
Anthony and Nyssa, I really appreciate the time. You guys are fantastic, and I'll see you out there, okay?
Yeah.
Great.
All right, thanks again.
Thanks, Eric.
Take care.
You too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.